Fearful Britain, just 8% felt comfortable having physical contact with others during pandemic. By Victoria Friedman on April 8, 2021. Fewer than 1 in 10 Britons said they felt comfortable having physical contact with others when the occasion arose during the pandemic. YouGov asked 4,085 adults in Britain on Wednesday whether they had physical contact, for example a hug or handshake, with someone in the last year out of politeness, despite not wanting to because of COVID, with more than 1 in 5, 21%, saying they had touched another person, despite not wanting to. 11% said they avoided physical contact when the situation arose, either explaining why they would not touch someone or simply not reciprocating the gesture. Just 8% had admitted they felt comfortable having physical contact despite COVID and did not avoid hugs or handshakes. While 56% said that in a whole year, they had not themselves in that position. The findings are similar to those in the past year, which point to a fearful population keen for stricter lockdown measures. In September, after a poll found nearly two-thirds of Britons backed a 10 p.m. curfew for pubs, an anonymous Conservative MP said that the government's messages on the Chinese coronavirus had made Britons fearful, driving them to support authoritarian measures. Other polls in the past 12 months have shown citizens backing mandatory vaccines in employment contracts, harsher penalties for those deemed to have broken lockdown rules, and tracking people subject to quarantine via their mobile phone. Last month, lockdown skeptic Conservative MP Desmond Swain said he found it unnerving the enthusiasm with which people have embraced the diminution of their civil liberties and their ordinary lives. A March poll found that a majority of Britons, a combined 55%, said they would miss lockdown, of which 46% said they would miss some aspects of lockdown, and 9% said they would miss many aspects of it. With the Conservative government traveling in the direction of imposing immunity certificates, otherwise known as vaccine passports, it is down to a few dozen Tory rebels and the opposition of Labour, the Liberal Democrats, and others to stop it. However, Labour and the Lib Dems are apparently out of step with the public on immunity certificates. According to another YouGov poll from Tuesday, a combined 58% back vaccine passports, with strong majorities amongst Tory, Lib Dem, and Labour voters.